Good Friday is an important observance for many Christians, and for some Rochesterians, the day goes beyond faith. WXXI's James Brown explains.
Marilyn Livingston said her Friday was pretty booked. She has lots of obligations to meet, but that quickly changed.
I saw the group, and I knew I needed to get some steps in for the day, and I saw all these people coming out of the church, and I thought, Good Friday, remembering our Lord and Savior who died for our sins that we might live. So I joined in.
On this Good Friday, the day that Christians believe Jesus Christ was crucified, Marilyn joins about 200 people observing the solemn day by walking together on Genesee Street for the Greater Rochester Community of Churches Good Friday Crosswalk. During the 2-mile walk, the crowd follows teenagers carrying the cross. Two at a time carry a large cross, a new pair taking over at each of the walk's 7 stops. It's raining, but nobody seems to mind. The walk stops at places like Jordan Healthcare Center and Teen Empowerment. At each stop, the crowd offers prayers and blessings.
Where there is righteousness in the heart, there is beauty in the character. When there is beauty in the character, there is harmony in the home.
Near Wilson Magnet High School, City Council candidate Alex White stops to pick up trash. It's spilled in the street. White says he's been to a lot of these walks.
The concept of walking through in battered neighborhoods with people of good faith has potential to attract them to causes and ideas and interests that may help our community.
White says this kind of event shows some people a different side of Rochester.
We're not in an area that most people in this walk would be feel safe or willing to come to. And yet, on Good Friday, to remember the trials and tribulations of Christ, we can get them into the city to walk and pray for a better world.
Genesee Street runs through the heart of Rochester's 19th Ward. It's one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Genesee Street is a mix of worn-out storefronts, century-old housing stock, and people huddled at bus stops.
It's the suffering of the world is right here on Genesee Street.
That's Brian McNulty. He lives on Brooks Avenue and is a deacon at St. Monica's Church on Genesee. For McNulty, the crosswalk isn't just about faith. It's about recognizing his neighbor's struggles.
I mean, there are certainly things that go on, drugs and prostitution and all kinds of other things. But we live together, trying to show some kind of solidarity with each other. Look at all these people, quite a crowd. All of them saying that death ain't going to win. Death is going to be defeated. And the living and growing will continue and grow. So it's a hopeful sign. Even though we remember the pain and the sorrow, we still live in hope.
James Brown, WXXI News.